I know. Wow.
Jasmine. Hi, Bondi.
He's not on yet.
Good. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. Gonna mute again.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are y'all still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Jasmine.
Shall we give him a call or text?
Yes, but before you do, let me tell you to do something that I think may help with the hurricane. I noticed that in his handout, I didn't get to listen to the class for the 5778 until I think it was last night or the night before, that I at least got into an hour. But the handout I had packed because I thought we were going to have to evaluate, and I hadn't really read it. But when he did the gematria for 5778, and he broke it up into 57 and 78, if you read the notes on 78, challah is mentioned. And
can you repeat that again?
In the handout for 5778, somewhere around page 4, I think, when you print it, he told you about number 57 and he told you about number 78. And 78 had to do with the flood. It had to do with challah, and challah could be permutated to be malach and war, which we kind of already knew that because we hold a little bag of salt in our hand during counting of the Omer. But anyway, I saw personally a link to the mitzvah of challah, of keeping that area of our area safe from the hurricane. And I know you started baking challah recently, so make sure you make challah.
Oh yeah,
sweet.
I keep the counting of how much, you know, the last time, the last, I've done 5 weeks in a row.
Wonderful. Okay.
Even though I was invited over to celebrate Shabbat this weekend over at my friend's, I baked my challah no matter what.
Okay, good.
Wow. But you know, today we were looking at the direction and we say, oh my God, this thing is gonna kinda probably hit us.
We want it to go out into the Atlantic Ocean and as far away from, you know, from human life and property. The only direction I've gotten so far is asking Hashem for mercy in the merit of Batya. You know, Batya was the woman, she was Pharaoh's daughter who rescued Moses from
the water, river. Yeah.
From the Nile.
Exactly.
Okay.
The Nile.
In her merit. And,
that's interesting.
Okay, because her name is linked to Irma. Irma isn't a Hebrew name, but the Hebrew equivalent would be Alma or Batya and two other names that have to do with maidens. And, of course, Batya means daughter of Yah. And Alma means maiden, and Irma means noble maiden. So that's the direction I got today, okay? Maybe
Baruch Hashem. Okay, well,
maybe,
that's
maybe
good.
It's for me, but I'm going to pass it on to you because all of us, or most of us on the conference calls, were exposed to Harvey. And it looks like this one could be all of us again, including you. So if that's a word from Hashem, for, you know, I'm passing it on.
Hashem keep us from that in the merits of Batya, for the merits of Batya.
The one who rescued Moses.
The one who rescued Moses. Oh, my
from
God.
From the Nile as a baby.
You know,
okay.
The last time that we were supposed to be hit, we didn't get anything in the Miami area and the Boca Raton
mm-hmm.
because there are two Kabbalah centers in this area.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So as I commented to Hanok, and he said that, hopefully, you know, with those two, you know, all of us, we're having the merits and we're doing it the right way. So that could happen again.
Mm-hmm. Do you have copies of the Zohar? You have the Zohar?
Oh, yeah, I have two.
Okay.
I have one that was given to me, and that's in Hebrew, all Hebrew. And
okay.
Then I have another one that I bought at the Kabbalah Center that is the original translator into English, the one that Hanok's used in our classes.
Right. Okay. I take one and put one in a volume in every room. Now, I chose 1, 2, 7, and 27. Now, there's no 27. And the only reason I did that, I read an article that Rabbi Ginsburg had written. I believe it was Ginsburg, about Joseph.
Good evening.
Oh, hello. He's here.
Oh,
okay.
Good evening, Hanok.
We were starting to call.
We started the classes already. I'm sorry.
Baruch Hashem, I'll have to listen to find out what I missed.
You have to ask.
I'll just tell
her about that.
She baked her challah this week.
Okay.
And some direction I got about the storm was to ask Hashem for mercy in the merit of Batya, Pharaoh's daughter who rescued Moses from the water, since her name is linked to the hurricane.
Are we ready?
Yeah, we were ready.
Okay, I was just letting you finish, so I want
no,
to make sure you were done.
No, that was in summary. You know, you can't get ladies
okay.
together that we can be quiet and wait for you quietly.
Is that true?
Okay. L'shem Yichud Kachabri Fu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu. Le'achda l'shem yud-hei b'vav-hei. B'yichuda sh'li l'shem kol yud-hei. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kononehu. We're in class 4, part 1, for section 5b. Laminu asher zera'o bo'al ha'aretz u'ginda itkari seder serayam archa ayehi meset radachod ve'i ayehi seder moed. Devaya ochlin kol arva betolim kol chamesh v'shorfin betachalat shesh chesan ayehiu besitra diamoda diemzaita Kaviya sedeb dashim yish on boat. Ayehi seder nazikin. The sitra de gavura de tamin kodimin. Nafkin lenayam. Yavid nazak. Lecha bariyat, achma itkariyat, nesit radecha sar. Kecheset deva harotza, lecha hachachim, yadrim vayi. Yehi seder kedishim ve'amiyam netzach adahaya ikhtiv na'amot b'yaminach netzach diat da'yahu seder tacharot ve'inun shit seder metaninan Raza deal heart. Aha, the mat nhai fakat. Raha male dina. Umadina le rahem. Ramam me raha me. The raga shavia. The year at Adonai dia. Adait Beya Yirat Adonai Ohe Wahe Ukmuhu Meari Patnitin Daliat Leya Toser Hadahu Dikin Yiru Et Adonai Ohe Wahe Kadoshim, Kadoshiu, Kiyem Machasor, Leirav La, Yaha, Meinundit, Marbechon, Behoshis, Meushis, Meosher, Ach, The Machasor, the La Yahi Yaha, Leahosar, the Orita, Imhu, Mearito, Radila, Diva, Love, Orita, Leat, the Halu, Kimadiatamarain, Boyera. Kate ukshavna Talit oraita bilat dechalu, of akilayat dechilu, bilo oraita, lo yehi, hasrin, hasrun benashmataya, bilaya hasrun. Beovado tavin, delit sasar, beaniot, kichosar deorita, but ufakhudidaya, tavin kimadiok muhu, mari matitain enani, Ela matora umin hamitzvot tegufa iu ovadi yedu tevarnash leatzoser segime nayaya petardi lav ya yehu ovado Yakucha Barihu Adahu Diktiv Im Adonai Oe Wahe Lo Yabina Beyat Shav Amlo Bonav Lo Vedagarim Dat Vaite Rav Bey Mekadasha de la Hawa, Ovadi Hadonayo Hewahe, Darga Amina, Vairat Adonayo Hewahe, the Mahu Leia Bushetan Queen, Mandiat Ayat, Leia Bushet Anfin. Gilal me avad avara, diatil yudu, begin de chaylu di kucha, parisu kailu beya atzvari, alma ukinda bereshit, yara beshet. Hari Yira Am Bishet Kola Chadu Mandalit Beya Bishet Anfim Ukmuhau Bari Mataniyatim Bodeya Shali Shabbat Dila Tachalaleya b'pars tasiya Tevar nash dilav beya Doshed anzin vavileya Mande machalal Shabbat malkata deihu kodesh Lemay ama avad leya chol diok shmuhu mare matnitin kocham ishtach hamash v'tagat elach ze hamishtamesh v'mesha shona halchot Paul Shekane Bishavat Malkata Alvod Goshet Panim Legan Aleden As Panim Legahena Nam Inun Diavrin Avara Yad Rama Velit Lon Bishet Anvin bekudsha barichu deitmar beya meshamayim habit Adonai Yohei Wahei The sixth level in the fear of Hashem, that and the faith of time of thy times, that this faith is in the order of Zerayim and seeds, the first order, the inheritance of the order of Moed, festivals, the second order. Have control of the order of Nashim, women, the third order. Salvation of the order of damages, Neskin, the fourth order. Intelligence of the order of Kedashim, holiness, the fifth order of Mishnah. And the knowledge of the order of Tohorot, purity, the sixth order of Mishnah. A person who has no knowledge of Torah cannot have fear of God, because they would not understand the impact of these actions. With Torah, we gain the understanding and the fulfillment of fear of God, since in every sense of the word, we learn to flow with the way things work. Mishnah prepares the mind for the sword that revolves, which is the playback of thoughts that are either subjugated and then dissipated by our recognition of their lower nature, or are placed into higher orbits of internal unification provided by the pathways that are the details of the Mishnah that offers as guide points for our awareness. Torah study and good deeds are for the purpose of building the temple within. For this kind of intention to study Torah and do good deeds, our imagination is raised to the level of holiness. If, however, our thoughts are debased, this causes not only an apparent detachment from above, it also decays the body, which cannot be sustained without the holiness of above. Therein is the secret of destruction of the Holy Temple is explained, both in the actual occurrences of long ago and within each soul as it seeks its own avenue of awareness to the temple within. Imagine the awesome experience of Sinai. It is the unification of Hashem experienced by Israel. A spark of this experience lives in every child of Israel. And some say that this is an ongoing experience that never ended, and that our own stubborn way of looking at things prevents us from the full immersion once again in that Sinai experience. Since we will retain that spark within us whenever we do something that takes away our vision into the greater unified reality, should be cause for the deepest regret, or what is called shame of face. Perhaps even it could be called shadow of face, since what is being covered up is the spark of the Sinai. The word Bereshit suggests both shame of face and the fear of Shabbat. Both of these are related to this idea of covering or making less that awesome experience of Hashem that resides within the secret compartment to their innermost levels. Humility is the eighth level of fear of God. It is the higher Shekhinah, because before rising above, you must kneel down below in order to be lifted up. You have to be open to your higher awareness, letting it guide you in the same way Moshe was guided in his journeys. A person becomes praiseworthy before God, as in the ninth level, in the fear of God, by attending to the divine precepts. These precepts, all 613 of them, are mystically intertwined with learning about and working with the knowledge of the way things work. We become aligned subsequently with the thoughts of Hashem. Praise is defined now as the image of above that is reflected below. The tenth degree of fear of the Lord, here is fear that will show, and there is fear that will not show. Not every face is equal. There will show that a person HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that will not afflict the same in the land that was set in her. The earth being unformed and void from the side of the tree of good and evil, which is the empty land and the evil maidservant. That's the end of section 5b. I apologize for not giving you further clarification as we were reading, but I'm very tired tonight and it all didn't penetrate. Does anybody have any questions?
I do. That last word, evil maidservant, who is the evil maidservant?
The evil maidservant is the wife. No, it's the negative system. It's the wife of Satan.
Okay, LL, okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? No problem. Any other questions? Shalom, and we will speak tomorrow, hopefully at 10:30 for the Slichot. Shalom, and good evening.
Shalom, and thank you.